eyes of the creator.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man Winston Ward.
And your girl Ashley is here with the Rise of the Creative podcast.
And we are back once again.
We back. Talk about consistency. Talk about consistency.
Right. And today we are creating confidence.
Ooh.
Man, I am so looking forward to diving deep into this podcast with you, Ash. But before we get it, before we dive in, as we start every creative podcast, we have a creative quote.
What's the quote?
The quote is by Tom Kelly. And the quote is, at its core, creative confidence is about believing in your ability to create change in the world around you.
That's a word.
And that's from his book, Creative Confidence, Unleashing the Creative Potential Within Us All. And I think that quote is so powerful because I think the beginning of confidence is belief. You know, how much you believe in yourself is what's going to give you that energy to move in the world.
Right.
So, I mean, at least that's where it is for me.
Right. Let's start out. Like, what is confidence to you?
I think confidence is being sure of yourself. Like, there's no doubts. There's no fear. I actually think confidence is the opposite of fear, or rather the absence of fear. And I think the more confidence you have, the less fear you have. But we're actually going to speak about the different. Actually, no, let's talk about that right now. Where do you think fears come from, Ashley?
Ooh, definitely from some type of deep-rooted insecurity. You know that confidence you have as a kid when you're unaware of yourself?
Yeah.
That you're not aware of your body, you're not aware of your, you know, you're just a kid. Like, you don't know anything else but being a child.
Yeah.
And somebody introduces you to something that you didn't necessarily pay attention to before.
Yeah.
And it creates an insecurity, and it creates a self-awareness.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where a lot of our fears start is.
Oh, yeah.
That inadequacy that we see in other people, or we're comparing ourselves, we're exploring the world, and we don't necessarily look like everybody else, or we don't have the same gifts as somebody else. Like, you see somebody and you're like, wow, they're an amazing singer. I cannot do that. And that can create a fear or insecurity in you. And that's a lot of why I feel like creatives get stuck in a lot of things, because we compare ourselves to other people.
I couldn't agree more. When you were talking, I was thinking about the question. I was thinking, wow, I literally went through this same exact scenario with my son Amir. There's a neighbor of ours. She has a dog, and the dog's name is Prince. And if you don't know, Amir's name means prince in Arabic. So they, you know, guess when he was younger, they had a connection, but now Amir is scared of him, of the dog. And I had to think back and say, when did he become scared of him? Because before, he would always, you know, be, you know, happy and, you know, playing with him. And then I realized that, the reason that he was scared is because I told him that dogs were scary.
Subconsciously, or like, oh, be aware of dogs type thing.
It was probably a combination of the two.
Okay.
But even introducing it to him in that facet to, hey, be cautious of dogs. Like, yes, I think there is a, I wasn't doing anything malicious or facetious by telling my dog, my son to be careful of dogs. But unintentionally, it created that fear.
Right.
So essentially what I do now is when I see it, when he goes up to dogs, he kind of's like, you know, waiting to see like what I tell him. And the way how I try to instill confidence in him is, it's a dog. There's no need for you to be scared. And he takes that, and, you know, it allows him to be a little bit more. He's not as happy-go-lucky as he was before, but at least it pushes him to actually interact with the dog. Once obviously he receives permission from me, but I think it's it made me just think about how all of our fears are even conditioned from when we were younger.
I was just thinking, like, you're creating such a great foundation for him, saying that, yes, you should be cautious of dogs because not every dog is friendly.
Right.
But just introducing him, and plus, you guys don't have a dog, right?
No.
So he's not around them every day, and I think that that could create that, you know,
uneasiness.
Yeah,
like if he
was around, right? If he was around the dog every day, it'd be a little bit different. But he has to have that stranger danger alertness.
True. True.
Because he can't just walk up to every dog. You want them to have like a little bit of fear, like
right? A little bit of reservation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right. But I wouldn't even phrase. I wouldn't even phrase it as fear.
I wouldn't. Like, yeah, I wouldn't say fear.
Just cautiousness more so.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the contributing factors of someone's confidence?
Definitely your. I feel like your environment. If you weren't, even let's start out with your foundation, your childhood.
Yeah.
A lot of the things we go through in adulthood is because of our childhood.
Oh yeah.
And some people are not conditioned to see themselves anything more than what your parents have told you.
Come on now.
So if you don't have that confidence, I'm not even going to use the word confidence. If you don't have the wherewithal to say, I want to do better for myself, I need to see it in myself in order to do this and do that, it can create a insecurity within yourself with everything you do.
Yep.
I never realized how much your childhood shapes your adulthood.
Oh yeah.
Until I started battling things that I realized, like, this is something from my childhood. Like, this is I don't want to use that word trauma, but this is something that I need to get over.
Mm-hmm.
It just became bigger because I'm really big on, if you don't conquer something, you're going to keep facing it.
Yep.
With work, with life, with friends. If you do not overcome certain boundaries and certain, you know, obstacles in your life, you're going to keep facing them because it's almost like the universe is telling you, you need this.
Right.
You need this to get better. You need this tool to use later in life. And I, seeing that, okay, I've, you know, overcome this, I can use this for something else. Or that something else is not as big because I overcame that. Like, if I could overcome this, then this is so simple. This is so, you know, trivial almost.
I love that. I love that. I couldn't agree more. I think just to echo on your sentiments, I think if you don't resolve that cycle that you're in,
right,
like you said, you'll keep just going around and around and around. But when you do take the time to do, you know, whether you want to call it therapy, whether you want to call it shadow work, or whether you want to just call it just self-improvement in general, I think once you dedicate yourself to becoming a better person, to attacking those fears or just addressing those fears head on, that is when you can start to build that confidence and, you know, work to become a better person. Because I do think that the people in this world who are confident are people who achieve more.
Right.
And I think ultimately that should be what we all strive to do, is just to achieve more.
I used to believe in faking it till you make it.
Oh yeah.
Until I realized that there's going to be a time where you cannot fake it, and you're not going to have it to make it because you've been faking it this whole time. You actually have to put in the work.
Oh yeah.
And saying that you're confident and portraying that you're confident is two different things.
Oh yeah. We have experience. We know people. Right. We know people exactly like that.
You know people that talk a real big game.
Oh yeah.
And when it comes down to it, you be like, sir.
Because the thing is, or ma'am too, it ain't just right, sir. Or ma'am. But the thing is that the way to become, or a way to become confident, is being around other confident people. Right? And when you try that approach of fake it till you make it, it's almost like real recognize real.
Right.
You know, so when you get in the room with confident people and you're faking it,
right,
people who are truly confident in themselves,
I'm gonna see right through it.
Truly secure in themselves, they're gonna see right through it and be like,
right,
really?
Right? And I'm sitting here like, I'm thinking like, you're absolutely right. You ever walked into like a room and somebody was just,
they stick out like
just
a sore
thumb. Secure of themselves?
Yeah,
like they just know that, I'm not even saying like, oh, they the shit. Like, mm-hmm. they just exude mm-hmm. confidence. Like, yep. And you're just like, wow. Like, I thought my outfit was cute until I, like, wow. Like, oh, man. And you're like, this is not going to cut it. Like, I want to be like that. I want to be so secure in myself that I could be in a room full of people and still feel like the baddest bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or still feel like the most creative in a room mm-hmm. or feel like my talent is on their level. Because there's been plenty of times where I didn't feel adequate enough or I didn't feel, what's the word?
Worthy.
I didn't feel worthy enough to even be in this space because I'm like, I don't sing, I don't this, I don't. Mm-hmm. But my confidence is that I got a je ne sais quoi that can fill a room. And I have the charisma that I have been planted in my childhood that mm-hmm. I can do it. I have the personality, I have the humor. But sometimes you don't see that all the time because maybe somebody's on level 10 on their confidence and you're mm-hmm. still working through some things. But I just feel like there's so many contributors to being who you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, there's no template that you can give somebody or there's no steps that you can give somebody to see their own gifts. Mm-hmm. And I think like a big thing is being consistent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's stay there. What role does consistency play in creating your creative confidence? I know that I asked you the question, but I'll go ahead and answer it. I think consistency is possibly the foundation of confidence.
It really is.
Because when you do something good, you know, you kind of need to continue to do it so that you can get better.
Right.
It sounds rudimentary, but it's that simple. But I think I don't want to say the crazy thing, but unfortunately, us as creatives, and I'll speak for myself and I'll speak for several other creatives that I know, I feel like consistency is so hard for us.
Yes.
Because we get so distracted.
Yes.
We start one thing and then our focus goes somewhere else.
Yes. Or life too.
But it's still a distraction at the end of the day. And it pulls us away from the things that we truly should be working on.
Yeah.
And I think if you really want to build confidence or any other soft skill creatively, you know, the foundation of that is consistency.
Yeah.
Doing that every single day, or it doesn't necessarily have to be every single day, but doing something creatively on a schedule consistently, whether that's once a week, twice a week, three times a week, or whatever the schedule is, but doing it consistently enough so that you can continuously see progress. I'll mention another thing, and you and I spoke about this either yesterday or maybe even today. Sometimes us as creatives, we start getting a little consistent and we see something clicking off.
Yep.
And we like, all right, cool, I'm good.
Yeah. I can take a little break.
Exactly.
Like, you got to keep it up. You got to keep going.
I'll share my own little testimony. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'll be going to the gym, right? I'm keeping it out with you. I go to the gym or I start losing a little bit of weight, right? And I start, first of all, if people who know me, my confidence is already, you know, my confidence is already there. I personally don't think it's to the level where it's like obnoxious or,
you know, like arrogant. You definitely are very confident.
I'm not arrogant, but I'm confident and I'm secure in who I am.
Right.
However, once I start losing a little bit of weight,
it's like, over.
That confidence, what? That confidence would be going through the roof.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's almost like that heightened sense of confidence, mm-hmm. that overconfidence, it makes me lax. And it forces me to get distracted and lose my consistency. And then ultimately, I got to start all over again. But that's just an example of, and unfortunately, that wasn't a creative example, but that same example can apply to so many other things creatively. You know, with us, just not staying consistent, you know?
Right.
Okay, so Ashley, or Ashleys, what advice would you give a creative looking to build more confidence? Like, what can they do to create more confidence within themselves?
I feel like the key word is consistency. I know we've just, you know, we just talked about it, but building consistency creates a confirmation of your work.
Oh, come on now.
And when you're constantly putting out work, it can sometimes feel like nobody's paying attention to it. But the people who need to see it are seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
And those who want to receive it are going to receive it.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're constantly posting and you're constantly putting out, it creates this momentum within yourself that gives you confirmation like, you know what? I can do this. Oh, it's getting better because you're so consistent that your practice is becoming so, you know, so great that you could do it faster or you could do it better or you're learning from your mistakes. That confirmation that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. It gives you confirmation that this is a gift that I am supposed to be using. And it just confirms every doubt that you have in yourself, that you can't do it, that you're not good enough. You're good enough because you keep doing it. And you're confident because you keep doing it. And your consistency is what's making you go on.
I get it. That was a word, though. That was definitely a word.
Confirmation. That was confirmation. That was the word I was trying to get out.
Confirmation.
I could not get that word out. Consistency is confirmation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. I think.
What advice would you give?
If I had to give a creative
as
advice.
As a senior creative.
Senior creative. I love that. As a senior creative. I love it. Not a senior in age, but a senior in experience. Just had to, right. You know, you had to make that distinction because, you know. But anywho, the advice that I would give a creative looking to build their confidence is to try new things. And walk with me, okay? Walk with me, right? I know I just went on a big rant about being consistent. Ashley went on a very tiny rant about consistency. That's fine. What I will say is try different things until you find something that sparks something inside of you. And that thing, I'll give you an example. How I know that I'm meant to do music is every time I dedicate time to it, time isn't a factor. Like, it can be like, let's say 5 o'clock, and then I'm doing music, whether I'm recording or, you know, writing or anything, and I look up, it's 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And I'm like, where did the time go? And there's a quote, time flies when you're having fun, right? So the reason why I'm saying is try different things so that you can finally find that one thing that doesn't feel like work.
Right.
And once you find that thing that you can do, whether that's podcasting, whether that's singing, rapping, painting, product design, marketing, anything, that is what you stay consistent in. And that is what you use to slowly, step by step, build your confidence. On top of confidence by being consistent over and over and over and over again. But you kind of have to go through that discovery first. You build on top of that consistency by keep going over and over and over. And the better you get, it's almost like you lower your baseline.
Right.
So all you can do is just build on top of that.
Right.
So try different things. Try as many things as possible. And then when you find that one thing that really like ignites your soul, like speaks
and you're
to your
know.
Soul.
Like, yeah, you know. Like when you know, you know.
You're gonna know.
And I think another key factor is not comparing yourself to anybody's timeline.
Yeah.
I constantly have to tell myself, I am on my own timeline.
Yeah.
I should not be any further than God allowed me to be. I cannot be anywhere else but here in this moment. And if it was meant to happen, it would have happened. Or if it was meant to be, it would have been. And I always hear this quote because this guy over here says it all the time. You know what I'm about to say, right?
I don't, but
comparison is a thief of joy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you start comparing, especially when you don't know somebody's struggle, you don't know anybody's, you know their testimony or how they got to where they got.
You don't know where they started.
Exactly. You know? I think that can take a lot away from your confidence because you're comparing yourself to somebody's level 15.
Exactly. Exactly. You're on level one and you think.
Right.
You're
right.
Thinking that they're at level one, too.
Right. Or you, really you have this arbitrary image of what you should be doing.
Yep.
In the beauty of the process is in the journey.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I tell myself that all the time. Like the beauty of the this is the process. Like the setup, the lights, the camera, the mic, setting up this, doing this. That is the journey.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna come to a point where it's gonna be so easy, or we're gonna set up in 2 minutes, or we're gonna have a crew. I'm speaking it in Jesus' name.
with the shimmy.
With the shimmy. We're gonna have a crew where you know what? Wow. Remember we was on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
In 1911 Facts. And all of these things. And I want to be able to enjoy because I feel like when I get to my level 15 or I get to my level 20,
right.
I'm going to be like, wow, look at all the consistency we've done.
Facts.
Or when we on that HBO stage.
Facts.
Talking our shit to our people.
Right.
We could be like, consistency, just keep doing it.
Facts.
Even if you get 2 likes, just keep doing it.
Facts.
You got 5 views.
Facts.
Keep doing it. Them 5 people needed to hear it.
Exactly.
It was meant for them to see. You bless somebody with your work,
exactly.
With your voice, with your, you know, with your art. You bless somebody.
Mm.
It's so many times where I didn't think anybody would be listening to our podcast.
Facts.
And then somebody would be like, oh, I heard. And they'll say like a deep cut.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, you listen. Like,
right.
That was like 23 minutes in
Facts.
Of an hour podcast
Facts.
Of us BSing around. Like,
right.
Wow, you listen.
Wow.
Wow. And I'm like, that's confirmation. Like, all mm-hmm. right, okay. You're listening. And a lot of things, too, it don't come from.
Go ahead.
It doesn't come from who you think is going to come from
uh-huh.
either.
Mm-hmm.
It's always from somebody that like, you know what, I really needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they was going through something, you know, they may even be on a level yet and you're on level 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, I want to get into podcasting.
Oh,
I
yeah.
want to get into being a singer. What's my first step? And you can be that person's
mm-hmm.
person to help just by your consistency and just by your, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody DM me or have somebody text me or, you know, show up, see like, I see your podcast, girl. Oh, my God, you guys, you're on episode 111. And I'm like, yeah, it's been. And I think, like, wow, we've been doing this for, like, 6 years now.
I don't know about 6 years,
bro. It's been, like,
been
5, 6 years.
We've been
doing it for like, I mean, granted, we did take a huge hiatus. But I think we back and we better. Because we learned so much. And we needed to life. You know, we needed to do things in between. But.
Mm-hmm.
That confidence, that confirmation gives you.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be from yourself, from mm-hmm. the numbers, from just somebody saying, I see you,
mm-hmm.
is I feel like a really big confidence booster.
Right.
And when you start seeing it in yourself.
Yes. That's it. That's it right there. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I was holding it and I didn't want to forget it. What I wanted to say was, you're in. You know I do it every
yeah.
episode. Cause
it's a word. Say the word.
Man.
Let me hear it. Say the word.
It's more of a phrase, but okay.
Preach up.
Your internal validation needs to be stronger than any external
Amen.
Validation. And the reason why I say that is you'll hear so many different things from so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that you should be paying the most attention to is what you say on the inside.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what we were saying maybe a couple of podcasts ago, trusting that inner voice.
Yeah, speaking and gentler to yourself.
Exactly. And ultimately letting that voice guide you in the right direction.
Right.
And I think that for me, that's my secret sauce to my my confidence is my internal dialogue with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that I don't have negative talk, but I also know which one I'm going to listen to and which
right.
one I'm going to be like, all
right,
cool. I hear you, but you know, I'm not really listening. But when those good words come in, those are the ones that's boosting my confidence. Those are the ones that's really making me feel something.
Yeah.
So that's I wanted to really hit home on that, and I wanted to say it before I forgot it. Your internal validation should mean way more than external validation. And the reason why I say way more is because it's impossible to say ignore external validation. There's
as creatives, you got ears, like right, you got, yeah.
Especially as creatives, there's no yeah. way that we can ignore external. Because
at the end of the day, the validation is what you're doing it for. Like you want to be a famous singer, you need somebody to validate that you can sing, mm-hmm. or you need somebody to validate that you know what you're doing. And even not even that, because there's some people that by all means cannot sing.
Right.
But you can't tell them that they can't sing.
Right. Definitely not. Definitely not.
And it's that internal, like, he must.
Right.
He even must if think they're like, faking it, like, right. bro, you really, it. Really think you got it.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but you see it, and that's yeah. all
that matters.
And that's all that matters. I always say that. You right. like it, I love it.
Because with them, that internal validation means way yes. more than what yes. anybody else got to say about them. So.
And I used to hear, like, different. You know, you see stuff on Instagram or whatever. Uh-huh. You see those like therapists like you got to be consistent, and you got to you scroll and you see it, and once you start implementing that yeah. subconsciously, like you know, I want to do this, so I have to be consistent with it. You're mm-hmm. like, wow,
wow,
that works,
right?
That you know, even with like that last post,
mm-hmm.
when I tell you that made my little heart sing.
But
I woke up to like
all the notifications.
All these right? notifications. I'm like, who the hell is blowing up my phone like this? Thinking I was in a group chat or something. Mm. And I'm like, wow, somebody is listening to my struggles that I have, you know, I'm overcoming and I'm mm-hmm. working it out as we're talking on this podcast.
Right.
And somebody said, okay, I agree with that. That's. Wow, thank you.
Right. And I think
thank you.
And I think what is a look for me at least, what's a little bit more important was or were the conversations that we had as we were. And the funny thing is when you listen to the whole podcast,
mm-hmm.
that the last two posts that are really trending in the right direction right now. After you said it in the moment, I said, I can't wait to clip these up.
Mm.
I literally say it in the podcast.
Wow.
So it was not really external, but I'm thinking internal, like us as a podcast internal. Mm-hmm. I'm saying not that I know, but it's like this is what's going to connect right. with people.
Right. And I don't see it all the time. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be like, "All right, well,
no, it's fine, but I think
all like the
I
glory said, be to God."
Of course, always.
All the glory.
Always.
And I was just saying, like, if it's in your heart to do it, then it must be a gift that you have That's to a use. Fact.
God, I
don't think that even if you don't believe in God or the universe, if you have a gift,
yeah,
and you have something in your heart that is yearning, like it's a burning fire. Like I have to do this, and it's mm-hmm. always on your mind. It's always at the top of your head. You're always running into instances where somebody is telling you you should do this.
Facts.
I have been told my whole life you should talk or you should be on the radio. They used to say you should be a newscaster. You should be this. And it's like, oh well, okay. I kept running into that.
Right.
I kept running into that until I got this opportunity where I'm like, this is it. This mm-hmm. is exactly what I need is a mic so I can talk my shit. And that's what it is. I have so many opinions on so many things.
Right.
Why not have a podcast with my buddy?
Right. Yes. No, I didn't mean to say right
no,
like
no,
that.
I get it. No, it's okay. It's okay. They already know that you won't let me sing and that you try
don't.
To please hinder don't. My confidence.
Please
don't let me run the tape back of me trying to sing for this mic test.
Go ahead.
And you telling me to shut up.
Go ahead. I mean, listen, I'll probably tell you to I'll continue telling you to shut up. But anyway, I heard a quote that said, God wouldn't put talent in you to remain dormant.
Mm.
God doesn't put talent in you to remain dormant.
Mm.
So you're almost like your life's journey is to use that talent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, please use that. Final words is please use that talent. Build up that confidence so that talent can be ushered into this world to the best of its ability.
And be consistent.
Wow. Ashley, where can they find you?
Well, since I'm viral now. I'm viral now. You can follow my TikTok now. You guys can add me on Instagram. It's at Ash_Slays, Ash_SLAYSS, two S's for super sassy. Where can they find you?
On Instagram, at Winston Ward Music.
The R&B student.
Wow. You know what? I think we should have a podcast talking about creating the student. But that maybe that's
another podcast. That another sounds podcast. Fire though. Creating the student,
right? Mm. Anywho, please follow the podcast itself right. on Instagram at Raza the Creative NYC. I'm thinking that we should make a TikTok, even though they're about to we're not gonna dance. But they're about to actually or hopefully they don't close TikTok while we're actually trying to build ours up.
I'm falling in love with a little TikTok.
Right.
I have. I fuck with it a little bit.
Right. We will get TikTok. Maybe on the next episode, we will let you know what our TikTok
handle is. And we're going to be dancing on Renegade. No?
If Ashley wants to dance, she can dance.
We're going to get Winston to dance. No. Or Renegade.
Nope.
No, we too old for that. I feel like we too old for that. No.
You're
older, sir.
Older in age, but not older.
As you rub your knees, is this couch is dumb low?
No, it's
older in age.
It's a force of habit, and they can't see me. Oh, they can't see me rubbing my knees. Well, this camera can't see me rubbing my knees. But anyway,
I think we said all we had to say.
We said all we had to say. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all. Please continue to follow us and
share, repost, comment,
save all that.
Send it to your friends. Be like, yes, this is what I mean when I said what I meant.
What she said. And with that being said, we are
we out.
Wait,
what about now?
All right, maybe the next show.